Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Zaleva, Minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation. I was out of the 12th Hour in Elgin, Texas. Today is September 15, 2023, or it is the first day of Tishri, 2027. We will start our first service day with a song. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him, Yahshua is near. Just when I falter, just when I fear. Ready to help me, ready to cheer. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most. Just when I need him most, Yahshua is here to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most, just when I need him, Yahshua is here. Never forsaking all the ways here. Giving for burden, precious and new. Just when I need him most. 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 Just when I need him, Yahshua is strong. Bearing my burdens all the day long. Oh, my sorrow, giving a song. Just when I need him, just when I need him most, just when I need him most, I say to comfort and cheer, just when I need him most. Just when I need him, he is my own. Answering when I found my cup, tenderly watching, lest I should fall. Just when I need him most, just when I need him most, just when I need him most. Yahshua is near to comfort and cheer. Just when I need him most. Psalms 81. Prayer thought. This is sing aloud unto Yahweh, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Yahweh of the Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet and the new moon and the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Yahweh of Jacob, as he ordained and chosen for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt. For I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, that thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee. Neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Yahweh thy King, Yahweh, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. That was Yahshua, actually. Yahweh sent his son to go with Moses. And so I'll read that again. I am the Yahshua, thy deliverer, well, that brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it, that my people would not hearken unto my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my way. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversary. For the haters of the Yahshua should have submitted themselves unto him, that their time should have endured forever. That their time. For he should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with the honey out of the rock should he have satisfied thee. Alright. Let's turn about now and read Psalm chapter 80. It says, give ear, O shepherd of Israel. And that's Yahshua, the son. If thou leadest Joseph, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O Yahweh, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Yahshua of the host, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feddest them with the bread of tears, and gavest them tears to drink in greater measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O Yahshua of the host, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparest room before it, and this caused it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? For the boar out of the wood doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return, we beseech thee, O Yahshua of the host. Look down from the heaven, and behold, and visit this vine, and the vineyard which thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down, for they perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. So will not we go back from thee? Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Yahshua of the host. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Okay, that's the end of Psalms 80. Let's read 82 now. Yahweh standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. For they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in the darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O Yahweh, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. That's actually Yahshua. Arise, O Yahshua, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Okay, now let's go read Matthew 25. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. So this is the way the kingdom is going to be like. The bridegroom is the son, Yahshua. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, there shall be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather unto them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgin, saying, Master, Master, open unto us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know ye not. Watch ye therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of the heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, and to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth in his nest and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Master, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His master said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Okay, enter thou into the joy of thy master. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Master, thou deliverest me at 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents besides them. His master said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy master. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Master, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not stored. And I was afraid and went and I hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. Master answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not stored. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath the 10 talents. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Avoid going through a situation like this. At Gilead Center, Kermit, Texas, 2003, it covered a whole year, from Passover to Passover. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd divided the sheep from the goats, and he shall sit the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye, blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Master, when saw we thee and hungry, and fed thee? Or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, insomuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it even unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on his left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, and the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you wasted me not. You visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Master, when shall we then hunger or thirst, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee. Then shall he answer them, saying, "Verily I say unto you, this message you did not unto one of the least of these, you did it not unto me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." So the righteous shall go into life eternal. That's Matthew 25, last verse, which is number 46. Now let's go on and read chapter 26 of Matthew. "And it came to pass when Yahshua had finished all these servants, and finished all these saying, he said unto his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Yahshua by the subtlety and kill him. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar among the people. Now when Yahshua was in the Bethany, in the house of the Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head, and he set at their meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given unto the poor. When Yahshua understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in this she had poured out this ointment on my body. She did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the world, the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priests, and he said unto them, what will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they coveted them with him for 30 pieces of the silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Now the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, the disciples came unto Yahshua, saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city, and to such a man, and say unto him, the master said, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Yahshua had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Master is an eye. And the answer said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, for the same shall betray me. For the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. Unto him and unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, thou shalt take bread, and blessed it, and break it, and gave it unto the disciples, and said, Take heed, that is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and he gave it unto them, saying, I drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many, for the remission of sin. Okay, but I say unto you, I wish not to drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. Is that going to be here on earth? I believe it is. That's his Father's going to come down here and join his Son. They're going to drink together and to the Son's kingdom here on earth. And when they had sung in him, they went out into the middle of the elders. Then said the Yeshua unto them, And ye shall be offended. Because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. And that's what happened. He smote the shepherd of Vichy Hara, 1955, for the shepherd ride, and his wife, within 5 years, had all the sheep scattered all over every mountaintop. And then Ben Roden took over from her, and he had it for about 10 years, till 1970. And he wouldn't relinquish the reins, and Yeshua had to come down and take the reins in his own hands and discharge him, and give the reins to Brother Johnson, 1970, Gilead Center, fermentation. Brother Johnson had the reins for 33 years, and he had to give them up to the next prophet. And that's Elijah Davis speaking to you now. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Okay, let's read that number 31 again. Then says Yeshua unto them, And you shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, As though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. That sir said unto him, Really, I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice, or three times. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also send all the disciples. Then cometh Yahshua with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit you here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my master, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, But could ye not watch with me 1 hour? And what hour was that? It was the 12th hour, at the midnight hour. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Well, actually, the midnight hour is the 6th hour. Literally, physically speaking, it's the 6th hour of the night. For he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them, and he went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he unto his disciples and saith unto them, Asleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doeth betray me. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with the swords and staves from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave him a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith he came unto Yahshua and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Yahshua said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? And came they and laid hands on Yahshua and took him. And behold, one of them, which were with Yahshua, stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then said Yahshua unto him, Put up again thy sword unto his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray unto my Father? And he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels. That's 144,000 right there. And how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled? That thus it must be. And that same hour it said Yahshua unto the multitude, Or you come out as against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold on me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled, and they that had laid hold on Yahshua led him away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off and unto the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and the elders and all the council sought false witnesses against Yahshua to put him to death, but found none, yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the same time, two false witnesses, he said, this one said, I am able to destroy the temple of the Yahweh and to build it within 3 days. And the high priest rose and said unto him, answerest thou nothing? What is this? Okay, it says, which witnesses against thee? But Yahshua held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living Yahweh that thou tell us whether thou be the Yahshua, the son of the Yahweh. Yahshua saith unto him, thou hast said to nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the power and coming in the clouds of the heaven. Great power and coming in the clouds of the heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes in. He has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of the witnesses? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. Okay. What thank you? They answered and said, he is guilty of death. Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, prophesy unto us, Yahshua, who is he that smote thee? Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, thou also was with Yahshua of Galilee. But he denied him before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out to the portion of the maid saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Yeshua of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by and said unto Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech be arrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Yahshua, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. End of chapter 26. Let's go ahead and read chapter 27 of Matthew. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Yahshua to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Yahshua, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and besought again the 30 pieces of the silver to the council priests and elders, saying, I have sinned and that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went out and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, "It is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is a price of blood." And they took counsel, and they bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of the silver, and the price of him that was valued, of whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as Yeshua appointed me." And Yeshua stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And Yeshua said unto him, "Thou sayest." And when he was accused of the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, "Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee?" And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now, at that feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, "Whom will you that I release unto you? Barnabas or Yeshua?" Which he called Yeshua. For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was sent forward, when he was sent down, or sit down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, "Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day and a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and to destroy Yeshua. For the governor answered and said unto them, "Whither of the twain will you do? Or will you that I release unto you?" They said, "Barabbas." For the potter saith unto them, "What shall I do then with Yeshua, which is called Yeshua?" They all say unto him, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "Why? What evil hath he done?" But they cried out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When the potter saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye unto it." Then answered all the people and said, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had had scourged Yeshua, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Yeshua into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of the soldiers. They stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his hand. And they bowed their knees. before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put on his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of the Cyrene, a Simon by name, whom they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with the gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink, and they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vestures did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Yahshua, the King of the Jews." And then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, "Thou that dwellest or destroyest the temple, and broughtest it in buildest it in 3 days, save thyself if thou be the Son of Yahweh, come down from the cross." Likewise also the third priest, mocking him with the scribes and the elder, said, "He saved him, others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. For he trusted in Yahweh, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of Yahweh." Verse 44, "For the thieves also, which were crucified, suffice with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour." And answered the ninth and about the ninth hour Yahshua cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is to say, my Yahweh, why hast thou forsaken me?" Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, "This man calleth for Elias." And straightway one of them went and took a sponge and filled it with the vinegar, and put it on a reel, and gave him to drink. Then the rest said, "Let us see whether Elias will come to save him." For Yahshua, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in the twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints were slept arose and came out of the graves after the resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion And they that were with him watching Yahshua saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greater, saying, truly, this was the Son of Yahweh. And many women were there beholding the fall, which followed Yahshua from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee, cursed of Zebedee's children. When the even was come, there came a rich man of the Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Yahshua's disciple. He went unto Pilate and begged the body of Yahshua. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled against a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulchre. Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day. Thus his disciples come by the night and sit and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead, so that the last error shall be worse than the first. For the Father said unto them, you have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone, and setting a watch, That's in chapter 27, chapter 28. And the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Yahshua descended from the heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Number 3. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as the snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear ye not, for on earth you seek Yahshua that was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. And he came, come, see the place where Yahshua lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that they be risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him, though I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with the fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Yahshua met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. And said Yahshua to them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And thus is commonly reported among the Jews to this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Yeshua had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Yeshua came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded unto you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. End of chapter 28 of Matthew, and this is the end of our study. You will close now with a song. Entitled, Lead Me to the Rock That Is Higher Than I.
Thank you.
Oh yes, lead me to those mansions in the sky.